You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Here now. Did you gather a thread from the story?
I really did it.
Excellent. You are quite adept. No fraying at the ends. A clean break. And you?
No.
It's all right. We can try again.
I don't want to.
It is a difficult skill to master.
Listen, all of this is clearly not a part of my soul story, so I'm
but
just...
it is. I can tell...
Well, maybe I don't want it to be.
Madeline, I need to talk to you. You know, I'm having a really hard time understanding you right now. You wanted to come here, then you didn't. You hated the library, then you pushed me to keep exploring. The bard offered you a way to basically make magic, and you threw it in his face.
I know.
Did you even try to pull a thread? I did something. I wanted you to be excited with me.
I am. I was. It's not you.
So what is it then? You can't just come here and mistrust everything you see just because you don't understand it.
That's just the problem.
What's the problem?
I thought... this is not how I pictured an adventure like this going. I feel tight everywhere.
What do you mean?
I feel frustrated. I feel stuck, but everything's going so fast. Like I'm not supposed to be here. Like I'm barely holding on to what's happening. And it makes me really upset because an adventure like this is all I ever wanted. I imagined doing something like this ever since I could start imagining anything. It sounds so stupid, but it always made me feel like there was somewhere safe. Like if I felt sad or scared in our world, at least there was the possibility of feeling comfortable somewhere. And now I feel so bad at all of it. And if I feel like I don't really fit in our world, and I don't belong in this one, is there anywhere I'll feel okay, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You belong with me.
Yeah.
I don't feel good at all of this either.
What? You can hear things that I can't. You can pull the threads perfectly the first time. You get gut feelings that always seem to be right.
Yes, but I'm just as scared as you are. I'm not perfect, and I don't want you to see me that way. It makes me feel... alone. Can I tell you something?
Of course.
Never mind.
What is it?
Nothing.
Listen,
You don't need to trust everything here. But you can trust me.
I do.
You know, you two remind me of my wife.
Jeez, were you listening that whole time?
She's also quite the spitfire. Always a little unsettled. I think it's the element that gave her such a spark for life. Like stone striking flint.
God, you make it sound so romantic.
Well, it's times like this she always says, if you're having a hard time, you should take a nap and eat a snack. If the problem's still there, at least you'll be full and rested.
Is there time?
No matter how wild the world is, we should always take a moment to enjoy something. How about a little seasoned stew with fresh bread and goat cheese? I'll even break out the raspberry cordial.
That sounds good.
Can all bards do that?
No. This is a bit of my own magic. I'm convinced it's why my wife fell in love with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Looks amazing. Thank you. You know, we don't even know your name.
Bartholomew Barnabas Brimsley, at your service.
Bartholomew?
Oh, Barty for short.
Barty the Bard.
It seems I was born for it. You know, while you're eating, perhaps you'd allow me to tell you my wife's favorite story. Whenever she felt unmoored, it always helped her smile. This seems like just the right time for it.
That sounds perfect.
Excellent. It's called the Selkie and the Swan Maiden. Once upon a time, on a far distant shore.
Come on!
Rain, slow down.
What are you waiting for? Get changed.
Look, you could try catching at least one fish before you get your legs on, Rain.
She's fine, Wade. We have enough for the whole pod. Though, Rain could certainly make an effort to contribute next time. Couldn't they, Rain?
Relax, Maris. We spent all day in the water. If I was planning to catch a fish today, I would have done it already.
How silly of me to have presumed otherwise. I know you love the shore, Rain, but you can't forget about everyone else along the way. Remember,
Selkies
swim swiftest together. Now, why don't you help the others gather our sealskins and put them somewhere for safekeeping while I help Ford and Carlo get a fire going? Wouldn't want some nosy creature getting the wrong idea.
You're right! It would simply be a travesty if a wolfwalker ate my sealskin.
You're a little too old to be quoting pup stories. Wolfwalkers might be just a legend, but humans aren't. And just because you like to dress as one doesn't mean you're safe from them.
There are a lot of things in this world humans call myth that we've seen with our own eyes.
And there are a lot of things that are real you're lucky to have never witnessed. And you slow down and pay attention to what's in front of you. Come help your family make camp.
But Maris, I want to move and dance and... I don't know. We just don't spend a lot of time on land, and I don't want to waste a second.
Taking care of others is not wasting seconds.
That's not what I meant. I love spending the full moon on shore together, but I spend every day with our pod in the water. For one night, could I just do my own thing? While there's still moonlight.
There's no way to talk you out of this, is there? You can have until sunrise. I'll tell the others you're foraging. And I expect to see your tail in those waters before a single beam of light has reached an inch over the horizon.
Wait, you really mean it?
Get going before I change my mind.
Thank you. Thank you, Maris.
Sunrise, rain, not a moment later.
No promises! So, Rain, where to now? I suppose anywhere.
Has anyone seen my hairbrush? Cordelia? Tallulah?
I think I saw it on one of the lily pads over there.
Oh, you are so right, Celine. Found it! I should totally start keeping it over here, because, you know, Lily's hairbrush, lily pads. Oh, the lilies look so pretty in the moonlight tonight. I bet they would look super cute in my hair. What do you think, Willow? Sorry, Winter, I forgot. Still getting used to calling you, you know, using the new name and all. Why don't you take your wings off? The water's really nice tonight. See? That wasn't so hard. Hey, why the long face?
My face is a perfectly normal length.
Nonsense. It's positively drooping with how gloomy you look. Here, let me wash your hair.
My hair doesn't need to be washed. It's wet already, isn't it?
Come on, silly. Just
let me... No, thank you. I'm not in the mood, Lil. You know I hate the solstice.
Well, yes, but I don't understand why. The matchmaking ceremony is basically what being a swan maiden is about, and it's going to be so much fun this year. Daria and Nerissa's new choreography is totally going to wow the humans.
And everyone is going to dance beautifully. Everyone, but I'm just not made for this. I'm not interested in becoming a human trophy wife. I don't know what else to tell you.
Don't you want to dance with us?
It's not you. I love you. I love all my sisters, and I know you love me. I've never questioned that, and we've been together our entire lives, and I literally can't imagine life without you. But sometimes I just want to... Gods! I want to swim away from the solstice and the humans and this flippin' lake!
Winnie, calm down.
Don't touch my flippin' hair! I'm not trying to ruin your night, but I think it would be better for everyone if I stayed out of it. I'm lost. I'm probably not going to find my way back to the solstice celebration before sunrise. I don't think I've ever been this far from the lake before. Is the air salty? That looks like the tree line. Who is that? Are they dancing? Probably some northern shore swan practicing her choreography for the solstice. They look so happy. Huh. Maybe she's not a swan maiden. If that pile over there is a feather gown, it's the ugliest I've ever seen. It's so dirty, it's not even white. Maybe not even feathered. Actually, it kind of looks like a sealskin. A selkie!
Maybe I should go find some fruit or something to share with the others. Maris did tell them I was out foraging. The forest is so flipping beautiful! I can't believe they'd rather be backpedaling through seafoam.
I can't believe they'd rather be neck deep in the canopy than out there. Well, if she's having such a good time on land, maybe they don't need their sealskin for a while. And if they're going to be busy for a bit, maybe I could borrow it. Okay. Looks like they left. Okay, Winter. One, two.
Oh, well, hello there.
Yeah! Stupid human legs!
Careful! You almost slid right into my sealskin. I'd hate for either of you to get covered in sand. Especially because you're not exactly dressed for it. Your sleeve is a little torn, by the way.
At least I'm wearing something. I mean, I know it is. Not that... That came out wrong.
It's fine. I've heard worse. Here. There you go. Back on your feet.
Thank you.
So, what exactly had you in such a rush? Got some kind of hot date? You're not trying to steal my sealskin and force me to marry you, are you?
Ugh. No offense intended, but I am definitely not interested.
Offense taken, thank you very much. I'm a catch. Well, it's not any of my business if you don't want it to be. Just trying to make conversation. I bid you a pleasant rest of your evening, then.
Wait! I wanted to, ask? Why aren't you wearing your sealskin?
First of all, it's rude to stare. And to answer the question, because it's not exactly made for dancing. It hardly makes sense to keep it on if I've got legs for days.
So you do like being human?
Odd question coming from a human herself.
Don't assume you know what I am just by looking.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. What's your name?
Winter. I'm a swan maiden, or swan something. Not by choice.
I've been a bit of something myself once or twice. By choice and otherwise. I'm Rain. A little bit maiden, but mostly just here for a good time.
I like that.
So, a swan maiden. Forgive me. A swan... person? A lone swanling, fluttering across the ocean shore, running towards the horizon in pursuit of.
Well, I'm not very good at lying.
So don't.
I wanted to try on your sealskin to see if I liked it better.
Better?
I don't like being a swan, and being human is almost worse. I don't want to bathe in the lake or preen my feathers or be placed on some kind of pedestal to be looked at. I just want... I don't know.
I can understand why you went looking for someone else to be. I suppose it wouldn't have been so awful if you'd made off with it.
It wouldn't?
Well, I love spending time in my human body on land way more than being a seal in the water. I love my pod, too, but they don't share my same, zeal for walking on two legs.
Yeah, my sisters would. They can't get enough of washing their hair in the lake and dancing naked in the moonlight.
Doesn't sound like a bad time to me. You want to try on a sealskin, right?
I'm sorry I tried to take it. I don't know what
then
I can...
Then let's do it.
Wait, what?
Let's make a trade. You can wear my sealskin until sunrise, if you allow me to try on your gown.
My gown? You want to be a swan maiden?
I did say I'm a little bit maiden. I want to see if your sisters understand the joy I see in humanity a little more than my own family. And more importantly, it offers you the chance to see the world through Selkie eyes. At least for one night.
You really mean it?
We have to be careful, but I think we can pull it off.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Then it's a deal. Put the sealskin in the water. Make sure to take deep breaths above the surface, come up for air sooner rather than later, and don't let any other Selkies see you in human form. They're not the most trusting creatures. Then meet me here by the campfire before the tide reaches this mark. That's how you'll know the sun is about to rise. You'll feel it in the tides, too. A Selkie knows the line between shore and sea better than anyone. And tonight, you are a Selkie.
A Selkie? Okay, I'll be back by then. To find my sisters, follow the path there, through the woods. You'll probably hear them well before you see them. And just so you know, tonight is a bit of a special occasion for swan maidens.
What kind of special occasion?
A bit of a party, you could say. A mixer.
Sounds like the best way to meet some swan maidens to me. Well then, Winter, I guess you should try that on. Go ahead and take off your dress. I won't look.
Okay. Give me a second. Will this work? Can I actually do this? I don't think anyone's ever done this before.
Well, somebody has to be the first to try. Just don't tell the other Selkies that you're not sealborn. It'll be easier that way. Now get in there, Tiger Shark! I'll wait until I've seen you hit the waves in your seal form. You know, to make sure you don't drown or anything. If it works for you, it'll probably work for me, right? And then I'll see you at dawn.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Oh, and don't let the sharks take you down to look at the shipwrecks. Trust me, it's not the good time, it sounds like.
Wait, what?
Just put on the sealskin, honey.
Okay. Here goes.
You've been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode was performed by Lily Yasuda, Saul Morant, Caroline Orejuela, Chloe Maylee Bunt, and Exandri Oji. Episode script by Sox Whitmore. Sound design by Nico Goldstein. Music composed by Trace Callahan. Interlude performed by Andrew Quilpa, Jenny Grinnell, and Madeline Regina. Interlude scripts by Madeline Regina, and interlude sound design by Van Winkle. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Madeline Regina, Van Winkle, Jenny Grinnell, Madeline Dorta, and Emma Love. Theme music composed and produced by Juliana Marin. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the second half of this tale. Thank you for joining us in the Forest of Feminist Fairy Tales.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.